Today's share in the Deer Shoe Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, still in the middle of the beautiful Simen Tov Reish Mem Ches, dealing with the beauty of an Esrog. What makes an Esrog harder and kosher? So we begin with Sif Yud. Second line, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Mechaber writes, Sif Yud, Yesh Omrim. There is an opinion, and you can see in the Ber HaGolah, this is the tour in the name of the Ravid and the Rosh, and also the Rivosh. Yesh Omrim, these great Rishonim hold. That which we said, that if you have two or three places where there is this spottedness to the esrog, that's only when the spots have spread out berubo over the majority of the esrog. Even though the actual area of the lesions themselves is less than the rove, but if it's spread out, and you can see what this looks like in footnote 76 in the Deer Shoe footnotes in the diagram there. So if the area that's enclosing these chabar buros, these lesions, so then in this situation, that would be, according to the Ravid and the Rosh and the Rivosh, that would be a psul. But avo b'miyuto, if this is a small amount, kigon, shekula mitzad echot shel esrog, if all of these chabar buros are on one side of the esrog, then the esrog would be kosher. Now, that was quite a bit, and let's go look inside now in the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem tells us, Pirush, what the Mechaber was saying was, shemokom hachabar buros, atzmum hi amiyut, that the actual lesions themselves, if you add them all together, that is a minority. And you can see this in Deer Shoe footnote number 74, the exact same diagram as in Deer Shoe footnote number 76, except that has the enclosed area that the Ravid was talking about. In the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Mem Aleph, he says, but if they're all on one side, mashma, the im nishpashet mehem gam letzad hasheni, mikrei rubo. When they're all on one side, and then it's not the majority, so then it's a kula, and it's good. But if some of it went to the other side, so then that's called already rubo. They have a rov hekefo, because as we pointed out, it's the majority of the circumference around, the perimeter around all of these lesions, and if it's on both sides, it's going to be the majority, as you can again see in diagram number 76. So afal pi shein rubo shekol esrog, even though it's not the majority of the entire esrog. So now let's look in some of the Deer Shoe footnotes to better understand this. So in Deer Shoe footnote number 75, he brings down, vim yesh nekudos shechoros, betachtis esrog. If you have little black spots on the bottom of the esrog, saviv okets, that are near the okets at the bottom, the part where the esrog is connected to the tree, ubiyachad im shaira chazazis, and when you combine those little black spots with the rest of the chazazis, then it's rov shetach esrog. It takes up the majority of the esrog. In this situation, the Eshal Avromi Vachach writes, Sheitochin she'enze nidon ki chazazis she'olsa rov hakefu shel esrog. That is not to be included. Those little black spots are not to be included to make up the majority of the esrog having these spots. Why? Mishum she'kol ha'shetach she'lamata, because the bottom part of the esrog ain't onira lehedra. It's not normally seen. It's not visible easily, and therefore lo shayach lipsol bo aydei chazazis o shinimaira, therefore it's not included in the area of the esrog, either for the dimensions of chazazis or for the dimensions of a change in the appearance of the esrog that we'll learn about. Furthermore, he brings down for Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal that nekudos shechorosh nimtzos saviv ha'okets eno poslos. Why are these not posel near the okets? He says, ach davko kisha okets shakua. That's only if the okets is indented inwards. Ubaso esrog yored litzdad the okets, and the surrounding esrog, so to say, covers it up. Va'nekudos nimtzos bein baso esrog lokets, and they're located in the space, the part of the esrog that's in between the okets that's, so to say, indented in, swallowed in, and the surrounding esrog. The yiserim is, furthermore, gam imhem nimtzos b'moshav esrog ein apsolus. If they're on the part where the esrog, so to say, sits, they're also not going to be possible. The issue foot number 76 brings down a very interesting chazonish. Chazonish is really questioning the sheet of the Ravid that we said that you encircle the various lesions and you come up with a circumference, and if that's large enough, then you have a problem. He says, minayin lanu l'chadeshir sharof hakefo. Where did the Ravid come up with this? Im kavanos ha'Ravid solazeh, if the Ravid was really intending what we're saying he did, hayamaruch u'mefarish, he should have explained this in more detail. Shezeh yisod chadosh shein lahav lio beremes. That's something brand new, that's a chiddush, and it shouldn't be alluded to. He should have stated it beferish if that's really what he was saying. And therefore, the Chazon Ish disagrees with this understanding. He says, if this surrounding the lesion's area is what you're dealing with, it's not going to be possible. Elam Kain Hu Rov Shtocho Shel Esrog. It has to be the majority of the Esrog. Uladas Medidas Rovi. How do you determine what is Rov? Shem Nakif Bechut Es Kol Hababuos. If you were to surround them with like a thread and go around it, Lo Yochel Hashetach Hamukov Es Rov Hashetach Shel Esrog Kazeh. Then it's kosher. If it's not the majority of the Esrog, even though you surround it like we do in this dotted line in diagram number 76 in the Dirshu footnotes, then it is kosher according to the Chazon Ish. Finally, Dirshu foot number 77 brings down the af mispashto hachazozis betzad echol lerov hekif orko shelo esrog. Even if on one side you have the majority with the chazozis, the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Harav is shenechla lerubo shel esrog uposel. Even on one side, that's enough to make it possible. Even though af shechazozis lo hispashto berov shtocho shekol esrog, even though it's not the majority of the esrog. So again, a more machmer opinion there from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. We continue in the Mechaber. Then he brings down the Yesh Poslim, and this is brought down in the name of the Maritz Geyos. He says, afilu b'mi'uto shel sarecha. This is a more machmer opinion that says, even if it's on one side, even if it's the mi'ut of one side, then it's still going to be osir. The Mishbur explains in Sivkot and Membeis, where the Mishbur writes that the Lavush and the El Yeraba poskul k'di Arishona. They poskul like the first more lenient opinion. Also, she'ein posul ad she'ispashit berubo. Not like the Maritz Geos, not like this Yesh Poslim, but like the first opinion of the Ravid, the Rivosh, and the Rosh. However, the Mishbur says, miu, im nispashit gam litzad ha'sheni shel esrog. If it does spread somewhat to the second side, the other side, then we've already explained, farbiyanu b'sivkot na'kodem, we just explained in Sivkot me'malev, the mikri rubo, b'zeh l'kuli alma. Then everybody would agree that that is considered the rov, according to all the poskim. Again, a very difficult, tough sif. Now let's move on to Sif Yud Aleph. Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Im hu mechza al mechza b'mokom echad. If it's 50-50 in one place, so then we have two opinions, Yesh Machshirim and the Baragola. This is brought down in the name of the brother of Rabbi Yechiel, Ochiv Rabbi Yechiel, and you have the opinion of Yesh Poslim, and this is brought down in the name of the Ravid. So if it's 50-50, you have two opinions. Mishbur explains in Sivkot Mem Gimel, Lo Mairi, we're not talking Shohayo Chatzio Esrog Shosad Echad Miroshu Aznova. We're not talking about where half the Esrog from the top to the bottom has these lesions. Because then the Hoberosho Levad Posel Chazoz Bimuto, the Chanal B'Sivtes. Because as we learned in yesterday's shir, if on the top part you have lesions, again, we have different opinions of what's considered on the top part, but if you have certainly some area of the top part is going to be also according to everybody, even with a mashu. So then, this obviously is not talking about the half of one side from top to bottom. Elamairi, you know what it's talking about? The hamechza, when we say 50-50, he klapeya okets. It's starting up from the bottom by the okets, but called hefkeka esrog, and goes around the esrog, but doesn't include the chotem. Because again, anything on the chotem is going to be, depending on which part of the chotem, is going to be asering it. So therefore, when we say 50-50, it's talking about non-chotem. And if you have 50-50, so then they have the machlokas, yesh machshirim, yesh poslim. Sivkot Mem Dalad Mishbur explains, according to the yesh machshirim, they hold sviruluhu, the efshul etzamtzin. You can go calculate it out. And according to the yesh poslim, they hold sviruluhu, the efshul etzamtzin. It's impossible to go and calculate it out, and therefore you have to go to chumrah. And that's what the issue footnote number 78 brings down, the name of the Taz. He says the reason why you have to go to chumrah in this situation, mishum, Shaloshon HaMishnah, the Mishnah in Sukkah, those are again doing the Daf Yomi, they just finished this, Baruch Hashem. The Loshon there was also Chazazis al Rubo. It said if the Chazazis, these lesions, these scabs, were on the majority, then it's possible. Implication being, also Chazazis al Miuto is kosher. And likewise, it says, Mehareshim Meduyuk Shadavka al Rubo possible. Avolim Rak al Mechza kosher. That implies 50-50. But then it said, also Chazazis al Miuto is kosher. So we have the other implication that only al-miyuto is kosher, implying 50-50 is acceptable. So the implication of the reisha and the implication of the sefer are the exact opposite. And therefore, lechora, he says, yesh shtira b'diuk loshon ha-mishnah, and therefore the Taz says, yesh lahachmir b'zeh, you have to be machmir. How do we paskin? So the Mishnah continues and he says, uledino, yesh lahachmir k'dei abasraiso, you have to go like the more machmir opinion of the yesh poslim, the Ravid's opinion. Why? Because the Mechaber put that second, and that implies that that's the way he holds. The Mishnah Berurah says, then look in the Prima Gadim. Ayin in the Prima Gadim, Shekosav, the Losagi, Im Yimotze, Rov, Behechsha, Aide Medida. And it wouldn't be acceptable, once we're saying the 50-50 is no good, to go measure it out and say, ah, it's 50.0001. So even if you measure it out, that's not good enough. El Tzor Shiro, it has to be visible to the naked eye. So to say below Medida, without actually measuring it out, to see if in fact it is going to be considered more than 50-50 or not. But if it looks 50-50 to the naked eye, so to say, then it's no good. We have to go L'chumra. However, the Bikur Yaakov is Cholik al Zeh, Ayin Shan. So let's look at Dershu footnotes number 79 and 80, where this is discussed more. So in Dershu footnote number 79, he brings down, why the Ravid said that in this situation, we have to go Yesh Poslin. So he says, it's our lack of ability to discern exactly how to define this 50-50, and therefore we go L'chumra. L'chein, Lot says, Midei sofek ein lanu lahakshir apsulim achia rov hanir leinayim. Since it would be very difficult for us to guarantee that this is kosher, so until it clearly looks that it's the majority, so it can't be 50.0001, but it has to be 51, some reasonable number that you can say for certain that this is the majority. Until then, the Ravid says we have to be postlin. You have to go to chumah. The issue footnote number 80 explains the opinion of the Bikur Yaakov, and he writes, Sha'af midivrei ha'Ravid, even though the Ravid is mevor shatam sheposul rak mishum shepnei miyud datenu yev shalatzamsin, as we just said, it's because we really can't discern. Mashma shayidei medida gam ha'Ravid yore lahokil. So then one would argue that the Ravid would also, if you actually showed by medida, by measuring it out, that it was 50.01 or 50.1, that should be good according to the Ravid. However, since technically everybody says that if it's more than 50-50, if the majority is not with the Chazazis, doesn't have Marpsul, it should be good. Therefore, the Bikur Yaakov says, Yesh Efshol Lahokyo, that one could be Makel in this situation. Now we go to Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, Mechotmo, the Eilech, the upper part, which we said again is the part where it starts to slant according to the Rush. According to others, it's really talking about the Pitim area part with the Shoshanta, Korv L'Shoshanta, whatever the exact Chotim is. Hainu, Mimokim Shemaschel L'Shapei Ad HaPitmo. The Mechaber's simple Lashon is like we said yesterday, he seems to be following the opinion of the Rush from the part where it starts to slant upwards and narrow. So if you were to find over there, Posel Chazazis, if you find any Chazazis over there, that would possibly be Esrog. Or, V'kol Shinui Marit, if you find some sort of change in its appearance on that part, V'kol Shu, any amount would be a Psul. So let's understand this. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Memhei explains, any Shinui could go in Shachar V'lovin. For example, what does it mean a Shinui Marit? If you had, it was dark, it was Shachar, or it was Lovin, it was white. U'mavur L'kaman in Siv Tezayin, which will be seen more in Siv Tezayin. Now, in the issue footnotes number 82 and number 83, he brings down a lot more detail about this. So in the issue footnote number 82, he brings down, Kishe Esrog Yarok lo nikeres ha-shachris. When the Esrog is a greenish-yellow color, so you don't recognize the black parts. Avaliach ha-shiyatziv, but if it were to get more yellow, then it would be visible, so then the opinion of Rabbi Yashi Zatzal is that it still would be kosher. Now, how do you determine what is a darker color, hashachar, a blacker color? So we have a lot of discussion here. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down she'ena kavana l'nekudos hashchoros, these pintalach. It's not these little black spots that we had referred to a moment ago, hametsuyim kayom, that you find very frequently on esrogim today. Ela shechelek mibosor esrog. When we're saying black, it means that pieces of the esrog have essentially become mushy. Nefach l'shachar yidei ifu shapri. The pri has become mushy. And these spots, that's a different discussion, that's Shinui Mara. And that's more on the appearance. Tolo Yoser Birias Ayin. So that would be a different discussion than this black spots that are Ifo Shapri. The issue footnote number 43 brings down a whole bunch of other colors. So he discusses over here, what is Sofik Mara Lovin Besrog? A question of whether it's white or not. So it depends on what type of light you're looking in it. If you're looking at it in direct sunlight, you're looking at it in not direct sunlight. So he has a whole discussion about this. Some of these halachas are applicable to Maras of Dam Nida as well. That one doesn't look at it Velo Be'or Shemesh Yashir. You don't look at it in direct sunlight. Then he says, if it's not actually white, Rak No Telelovin, so then, again, Yesh lahachmir b'yom rishon shuman haTorah, avol b'shar yom yesh lahakil. So then maybe you want to be machmir on the first day, but you don't have to be machmir on the other days. Again, he brings down others that disagree with that. What about a tzeva lavon shniya be'esrog neisha b'shas gidulo hayamonuchal of esrog acher? If the esrog is only a whitish color because it had another esrog blocking it from the sun when it was growing. So he brings down for Nissan Karlitz Zatzal in this situation that it's still kosher. And the reasoning is, Mishum Shalovon Zed, this whiteness is not real whiteness, it's just because it didn't get sunlight. And he writes down, when the S will get more yellow, then you'll see that this will get yellow too. Okay. What about a grayish color? So he brings down from the Sefer Orchus Rabbeinu, Shumare Shchiach B'Esrog. It's a regular common thing that an S gets a little bit gray, and that's kosher. Because he says that's like considered like the Bletloch. Then he brings down, what about if you have a darker color? So then he brings down the Das Torah, Shenachshav L'Shini Mayra Upasul, then it would be no good. What about a brownish color? So he brings down the Sefer Chaim Ubracha, Shemareyu Keil Harbeiv, it's a very not deep type of a brown. So then he says that that would be closer to actually Shachar, dark, but Stamchom, a regular brown, that's like Klipa Saramonim, Ukamashka Kofi, Eino Pasul. So then that actually is good. Mishum She'eino Afilu Deha, the Deha Shel Shachar. That's not considered something that is a abnormal color. He says that that means that the brownish color is not really like a dark color, and therefore it's okay. And finally, a blue color or a red color. So a blue color brings down from Nissan Karlitz, based upon the Bir Halacha in Simin Lamed Gimel, in regards to the tefillin straps. So he says if it's blue, it's technically considered black, in regards to Ritzuas HaTfilin, so here too, a blue color would be considered black. However, Dafka B'Kochol Keya, he says only if it's a lighter blue, that's more like a black. Avo Kemara or Kiev, it's a blue like the color of the sky, that would not be possible. And red, so he brings down from the Chayi Adam, Shalom Kosher. Red is always good. However, the Prima Gadim says, Edom Mamish, if it's a real red, it's possible. But a reddish brown, so that would be okay. Mishum Rusiv Katan Vav says Bechol Shehu. So if it has any amount of change in appearance, V'davka Shenir LaKol, has to be visible to everybody. Avol Einir LaAyin Machmas Dakusa, but it's not visible to the eye with regular vision. Looking at it, it's too light. So then, too small. Tzarich L'Stakol, you really have to look at it. Ein Zeh Kol Shehu Sheposel. That's not considered something that's posel. Dishuv number 84 brings down. If you have two little spots and each of them on their own would not be considered really visible to change the appearance, but when they're combined together, they are. So he brings down from Avazaz, that's how that would be a psul. The issue for number 85 is very important in saying what's really called looking at the esrog. So he brings down from the Mabit that when we're saying over here that it looks like something is wrong, it's when you're holding it in your hand at the normal distance that you'd be holding the esrog and you don't see it. So then that's called the normal look. And that's called hadr if you don't see it in that way. Shulchan Aruch Rav adds, Shesar Shira L'Rov Bnei Adam, the Rishonim Rishonim. This is what normal people would see in their first blush of looking at it. That's called a problem if it's visible. Prima Gadim adds, Shadavar Matzrich Iyun V'Staklus, you really have to look at it. Umerochel Kitzas Enonira, but you don't see it from a normal distance. That's not something that's a psul, it's kosher. And Chazonish says, Shem Gan Bekarutzor Chistaklus Enopasol. Even if you bring it closer, you really have to stare at it. That's not a psul. What about a magnifying glass? So Rav Sternbuch Shlita in the Shelus Tshuvas, Tshuvas Van Gogos, brings down that the Chaim Briska used to look at it with a magnifying glass. And the Chazinish was surprised at this. He said, how come? So he asked the Chaim Briska, and he said, I agree with you, Chazonish, that technically it's not necessary, but there's a hiddur that even under a magnifying glass, it doesn't have any mum at all. The issue for number 86 brings down that this works both ways, that if something looks bad without the magnifying glass, but under the magnifying glass, you see that it's okay. The magnifying glass can't make it better or worse. Hakol toli b'mashinir la'ayin, what you see regularly. Listen to the Mechaber real quickly. V'yesh misha omesh, duhu adin, diyavesh, posel, shom b'hoshu. Similar to this Myra change, if it's dried up a little bit, it's also possible. Misha burin sivkot mem zayin says, v'chein posak al yarabu shar achronim, that this applies here as well, on the top part of the esrog. The lav dafki yavesh, that has to be actually dried out. Hu adin, shar psulin, d'mishum hodr. Anything that will make it lack of hodr applies here as well. This is only talking about at the chotim part, the top part. Then the same rules apply for chazazis or shinimara. If it's in one place, then you look at it that way. Then it's going to be spotted, and then it's going to ruin it, even if it's not rubo. With this, we conclude today's share.